We're here today at the Magruder 125th anniversary wheat plot tour here at Oklahoma State University, talking to our state wheat specialist, Dave Marburger. Dave, tell me a little bit about what's going on today and the significance behind it.
Yeah, so today we're celebrating the 125th anniversary of the Magruder plots, and the Magruder plots are the longest continuous wheat experiment in the country, and I believe it's the second longest continuous experiment west of the Mississippi River. So a lot of fun stuff going on. We got a couple of different talks going on right now, talking about sprayer technologies, some herbicides, a little bit about cropping systems, and then we're going to wrap things up where we're going to talk about the Magruder plots themselves and the history surrounding those plots, and again just try and celebrate 125 years of research here at Oklahoma State University continuous wheat.
Yeah, quite the milestone here for that. And exactly tell me why it's called the Magruder plot. Who was behind that?
So the Magruder plots were started by A.C. Magruder back in 1892. Uh-huh. So that's where they get started. Very interesting history surrounding the plots. They were actually a lot closer to campus. So right now on the agronomy farm, we're not too far off of campus, but the plots weren't actually here where they currently are located. They were over where Stout Hall is currently. So I believe back in 1947, the plots were essentially excavated and moved to where they currently are, piece by piece, to try and not destroy any of the integrity of the plots. So, and here after a while, yeah, we'll be talking a little bit more about the history. Dr. Arnell talking about the Magruder plots, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's interesting. So, obviously, you all have been conducting these wheat plot tours here the last week or two. Tell me a little bit about what you all have been talking about, what you've seen across the state.
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot about varieties, a lot of options out there, and moving forward with all of our companies and the development that they're doing, there's going to be a lot more options in the future, a lot of good options as well. In terms of the crop condition, I just hope we can get it in the bin before Mother Nature kind of takes it from us. This past, seven days or so has been pretty rough in some areas, laying a lot of wheat down, but hopefully we'll get some good weather coming up here soon, dry things out just a little bit so we can get the combines rolling. We have started harvests in the state, starting to hear some yields coming in that 20 to 40 bushel range, kind of more south.
Sure.
Central, starting to get over into southwestern Oklahoma. Don't have any good indication yet on where some of the protein levels are. We need some more bushels to come in so we can start before we start making some comments there. But yeah, we're off and running with harvest, and if we get some dry weather, the harvest is, it started early, and I think it will go quickly if we can get some good weather.
Sure. So you all talked about at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's meeting, y'all came together and said that you're predicting about 100 million bushels coming out of this crop. Then USDA came back and said we're thinking more like 89 million, and they're attributing that to less harvested acres. So where do you think this is heading? Do you think that's going to fall in that range somewhere or exceed expectations?
It'll come down to those harvested acres. The original estimate you talk about, the 100 million bushel, that was coming with about 3 million acres harvested. So that's about 2/3 of our seeded acres that we had in the state, or the 4.5 million acres. Or the USDA back off a little bit to that 2.7. I think it's going to be probably somewhere in that ballpark, maybe a little bit closer to what the USDA is estimating. Again, we'll see, especially with the storms we've been having here recently, and we're going to be able to harvest some of those. But again, we knew it going in, we were probably going to be up on graze out acres maybe just planted, but planned on being terminated to maybe go to a different crop, as well as just putting up some wheat hay. So yeah, we'll see. I think the production, that's going to be pretty close. It's just going to matter where we end up on our harvested acres.
Sure. So some of the varieties that are out there that's getting ready to be harvested, what are some of the ones you think are rising to the top?
That's a very good question. kind of depending on where you're at, there's been all the varieties look very, very good. It'll some of the varieties that may rise to the top, it's going to probably come back to a lot of their disease package overall. There's a number of varieties out there where they're getting eaten up by some of the rusts in some of those areas. That's a good question. So I'm probably not going to list specific varieties, but does it come back to some of our the disease package on them? Or even if, for example, like a Ruby Lee, we know is weak with diseases, did you protect that type of variety with a fungicide if you had disease in the area and protect some of that yield potential. And some of it could come back to straw strength with the storms that we've been having here recently. But again, I think there's going to be some pretty good yields out there overall, and a number of varieties that I think that are going to be able to get the job done at the end of the day.
Sure, and I know a lot of farmers really came into this growing season, prices what they are, they're not wanting to put out some of that extra input. Have you heard a lot of people that kind of went that extra mile, or did most of them kind of hang back and just kind of wanted to see what would happen, I guess?
Yeah, a little bit of both there. I mean, we heard about it, you know, people just not wanting to spend the money up front. Some guys not spending the money up front, but seeing where things go, maybe put a little bit of inputs into it later on, such as using like the enriched strip. You know, we didn't hear on some of them, but we could definitely see that they weren't putting in some of those inputs, just especially with nitrogen fertilizer. So moving forward with this harvest, we've been a little bit concerned to see where some of these protein levels are going to come in at, and kind of setting up in some areas like it was last year, where we've had pretty ideal conditions for grain filling. Uh-huh. So cooler temperatures, moisture that's available, so giving us maybe a little bit bigger berry than what we were expecting. And if we don't have enough nitrogen that's been accumulated by the plant to be able to be spread across that extra grain, we could see some lower protein overall. But the combine will tell us the true story here.
Sure. And so I know that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team, they've just released a couple new varieties, Smith's Gold and Spirit Rider. Those included, I mean, what varieties are you looking at that you're excited about for next year?
Well, he's got a couple other ones in the pipeline, as well. Actually has a number of them in our trials this year. We might have to hold him back a little bit. He's getting pretty excited on it. There's one in there that looks really good, 13209. Excellent disease package on one of them. Has just been kind of staying pretty green compared to a number of other varieties. He's got OK12716, which is a variety that's actually segregating for red and white kernels, and I know he's working on trying to get it cleaned up and see whether he'll go the red route or the white route, but it's one that's got excellent yield potential. Other than that, there are a couple more others, but in the trials, but they're going to need a few more years of testing before they may graduate and become their own variety. So moving forward, we'll see what the combine say this year. If he doesn't like what he's seeing, it'll get an extra year of testing, or it may get the boot and not become a variety.
Absolutely. So just I'll leave you with the last word. Anything you want to leave us with?
Well, I just kind of want to wish everyone a safe and successful harvest this year, and we'll hopefully have a good year overall. And we'll see what the combines start telling us.